Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stones bring this back, 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Terrence DeFranco is here. Terrence has become a great member of our Brain Trust, CEO, president, and co-founder of IOTA Communications. IOTA Communications, his work is focused on the Internet of Things. Terrence, thank you for being here. We're talking about the impact, the benefits of technology, the wonders of technology that we have these days. I mean, you think about the different ways we can communicate with each other, the ways we can solve problems. You were talking about artificial intelligence and data in the previous segment. And, you know, Terrence, when you think about what we'll learn from this one, I mean, I think we'll look back on this in a year or three, and we'll see this as our training wheels episode for something that could be a lot worse in the future that we'll handle more in stride because of the models we'll build in the current situation. What do you think?
So, you know, the financial crisis, I use that as an example, is recent memory for a lot of us.
Me
and
too.
When you look at the fundamental changes that happened coming out of that crisis, the same thing is going to happen here, just in obviously a very different way. I think this crisis will be much more impactful. And the ability for technology to be developed to improve how we reacted the same way that this happened coming out of the last crisis. As you said, this, you know, the AI and being able to apply these technologies to being able to react, but also the connectivity technology that's in place now versus where it was years ago is what it allows us to do that. And it really solves that divide, that connectivity, the availability of that data. And now we need to understand, so who was really negatively impacted by the absence of this technology?
Mm-hmm.
Where wasn't it able to be applied? What are things that we could do better to react even quicker? How could we even, and again, forget reactive, how do we predict this?
Mm-hmm.
How do we stop this from happening in the first place? That's where technologies are going to go. It's going to mobilize the medical community to have testing equipment that's much more advanced so we can react quicker, but also to be able to predict when a threat is out there and actually get in front of it before it has the impact that this one does.
Do you think one of the things?
Do you think
one of the things that will happen will be countries who don't comply, who are slow or are duplicitous or won't share their information or whatever, like China has done? Do you believe that other countries will ostracize them, will bring pressure on them to join the world in preventing something like this from happening again?
Yeah, I think there's going to be kind of a peer pressure, if you will, because so many other countries get impacted. We, like it or not, we're in a global economy. You know, we're so inextricably
linked. And a global society. This disease has proved we're in a global society, hasn't it?
That's right. So what one country does is it could be to the benefit or detriment of another country. And so the peer pressure, whether there's an orchestrated body out there that's going to, you know, set mandates, et cetera. Likely not, at least not in our lifetime.
Well, it sure won't come from the UN. That's for sure, won't it? We can't count on the UN and I think we can't count on the WHO. Hey, Terrence, I want to ask you. I want to get into this real quick before we get into the break. What role will IoT, Internet of Things, play in the future of these models?
Well, that connectivity and availability of data is what allows us to both react and predict. And that's what the Internet of Things is all about. So it's taking what is physical and moving it into the cyber world. So it's our ability to continue to gather data and innovate around that data and then deliver results back.
I saw something today, Terrence. They were talking about fevers. They're measuring how many fevers are in the country. I mean, IoT could do that, couldn't it? You could walk up and put your hand on an IoT device, and that fever, your temperature could be transmitted and aggregated into data, nameless data. I couldn't believe they actually are measuring fevers right now. What do you think?
It's not only is it amazing to be able to measure fever, but it's able to do so very accurately and then transmit that data to other folks who could leverage that to our benefit. Amazing stuff.
Well, yeah, and so folks, you don't think about this. You're I'm not talking about the Alexis thing here. Never mind that. That's just a handy tool. We're talking about strategic, specific IoT devices that have a purpose, have a certain purpose, not just a household helper. What do you think?
Absolutely. All of this is part of a big ecosystem. So as the ability to connect, as the ability to analyze data, is really driving innovation around those devices. Mm-hmm. Now you have creation of more of those devices, which in turn creates the domino effect the other way. So now we're doing more with the data that's gathered off those new devices, and you have this compounding effect of technology that happens so fast. Hopefully, faster than new viruses develop, but it's there as a wonderful tool that it has many, many stakeholders.
And we're only on the threshold of IoT right now, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Terrence to talk about one of the issues with IoT is the security. I'm going to get him to talk about that after the break. Tintail, right back with Terrence DeFranco. He's with IOTA Communications. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.